Chapter 42. The First and the Second Path. You will know that it is expected of the pupil that he bring the process of transfiguration into his life with great inner strength, and that he possess the right, pure insight about the reborn spirit-soul state. The spirit-soul state forms the basis for what is truly human as intended in the divine plan. Hence, the advanced pupil in the divine mysteries needs to be clearly conscious of the divine science of sanctification. We would like to take you to the pre-Adamitic state, which the Holy Scriptures call paradise. We would like to take you back for a moment to the situation where the original human being still had the free choice of going two ways, either the way of the tree of life or the way of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You will know that the first path is the way of complying with the one plan of God as to body, soul, and spirit, in complete harmony and in unity with the corresponding order of things. Humanity knows the developments and results of that path only theoretically. You will probably be able to imagine that this first path has two aspects, a positive aspect and a negative one. The positive aspect is full of faith and actively complying with and merging into God's plan and collaborating with it very positively in the spirit field, i.e., fully in the spirit. The negative aspect is abandoning oneself in a certain state of bliss, losing oneself in reflective negativity and mysticism. The two types of the first path are sometimes indicated as belonging to the virgin spirits. The second path also has two types. Firstly, the positive type who goes his own way outside of the plan of God, forcing both himself and nature. He goes his way without the spirit, but still on the basis of the soul, with the aim not of serving himself, but in reality to magnify God, his creation, and his creatures. This type, however, lacks the link with the spirit, although he does know the spirit. The second type of the second path regards himself as autonomous. This second type lives nearly completely out of the activity developing in himself, and so his aim is to serve himself and to aggrandize himself, although he does not know the spirit, let alone possess it. That is why this type is called the negative type of the second path. We want to draw your attention to the fact that for both types, going the second path is accompanied by much suffering. You know the words, "In the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall die." There is no need for us to repeat all the aspects of the nature of death here, but the fact is, and you should be conscious of this, that many pupils of our spiritual school stand in the nature of death, as far as their consciousness and their egocentricity are concerned. We need to keep this in mind. As a pupil, you have decided consciously to return to the original Father's house. After wandering around for aeons, a longing has arisen in you, after soul cultivation and knowing the spirit again, to become the first type of the second path. You want to do so in a life of self, transformation and nature renewal, but only completely autonomously, i.e. with your self-rule intact. However, you are prepared, as an I personality, to lend a sympathetic ear to the teachings of the mystery school of the young Gnostic Brotherhood, and on this basis, to bring practical life into harmony with the teachings. Should you represent such a type of person, you will unfortunately remain the same as you were before. This means that you will not transcend suffering, anguish, and death's essence. We have entered a period in which the rays of the seven spirit are poured out over humanity. Its first ray is the ray of will and power, and you need to realize very deeply that this influence will strongly stimulate you to become positively active on the second path. However, in the present stage of activity, you are in the position of knowing the spirit and not of having the spirit. And so you would fall into a deep mire of suffering. For this reason, we regard it necessary to radiate this warning into the living body of the school mentally. The breath of God, the Gnosis, the young Gnostic Brotherhood, wants to take you back to your divine Father's house as a positive human being in possession of the Spirit. Hence, your mode of life should clearly give testimony of an absolute turnaround. As we said, you are inclined towards the positive activity of the second path, which activity is characterized by knowledge of the Spirit, but not by possession of the Spirit. This positive activity is still mainly situated in the material soul, Hence, you cannot enter the world of the living soul state, the holy vibration field of the tree of life, the field of the soul life. In the mystery of the human being, there are in fact two lives, one of which must be generated from the other. The spirit-soul human being is raised above matter. The soul human being is chiefly an entity with an etheric form. The physical human being is an entity chained to matter, unless he is transfigured. The spirit-soul human being is an unassailable cross of light. The matter-born human being is a separate entity. He exists in himself and is himself. For the spirit-soul human being, there is no separation because the soul human being stands in the absolute unity. You could imagine it like this: a group of entities living consciously in the soul nature, not of this world, has united spirit and soul. For wherever the immortal soul is, there is also the spirit. With soul and spirit united and the participants thinking, living, and working in seven rays, a mighty astral concentration naturally develops, and this concentration has a form. Such a concentration will express perfectly what God is, what God wants and does to a degree of sublimity, in accordance with the quality of the group as a whole. However, it is not so simple for a human being born in matter to live in this one universal truth and in this one light, for the one truth casts a kind of shadow activity in the lower or physical nature. Recognizing this, there ought to emanate from the advanced pupil a totally new mode of life, which is attuned to the positive type of the first path, and which possesses the spirit as well as knowing it. It is the mode of life of the true religion, the religion of the spirit, the religion of thought, which the pupil in this stage of development ought to enter. Unfortunately, the ordinary world religions have forgotten this one essential thing. Certainly, a great effort is needed to serve the world and humanity. Certainly, an ocean of humane ethical work is being done, but the suffering of humanity remains and is on the increase. You will know this from the practice of daily life. The cause? The lack of the spirit through the neglect of service to the spirit. That is why the religion of the spirit is the return to the original plan, to the absolute life. There is no other way. You must enter the feast of absolute devotion to the spirit by support and vivification via the spirit order. The aim is nothing less than the formation of the Holy Grail, the field of resurrection. Therefore, keep in mind every day the words in the Rosa Mystica. The purity of your mental fire will give your soul expansion, set her free, will give her life in the new astral field forever and eternally.